But one of the things we have to make sure is that our caucuses are run right. And I'm going to have a gentleman on for just a few minutes, and he's going to be asking for your help. Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, I don't care. He needs your help to make sure the Iowa caucuses run right and honestly. You'll hear from him when we come back on the Jan Michelson Show on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Views expressed are those of hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of News Radio 1040 WHO.
Welcome back to the third hour on the Jan Michelson Show on News Radio 1040. I'm J. Michael McCoy, and I have alongside of me my long-term partner on air, Bradshaw.
He has to throw an on air. People might think something.
Yeah, earlier you announced that we were married.
I know. We're actually just living in sin, but I like to put up a good face.
284-1040, that's the number. I want to introduce you to a man right now by the name of Jim Condon. And Jim has a website called Watch the Vote 2016, and he needs your help. This is kind of like an advertisement here. He needs your help to make sure that what happened with Santorum and Romney a few years ago here in Iowa, Appaloosa County, never happens again. And it's Watch the Vote 2016. Jim, how are you?
How you doing? And thanks for having us on.
Hey, no problem. So in a thimble full of water, tell me exactly what it is your organization does and how we here in Iowa can help you.
Okay, and more, we want to help you because the Iowa caucus is the most open, fairest process in the country if people watch it. Everybody goes to 1,650 or so places, Democrats one place, Republicans the other, and they vote, and then they count the vote right in the open, which is how every election should be. So as you just said, in 2012, the Iowa GOP actually announced the wrong winner, and they had to retract 2 weeks later thanks to the efforts of our organization and one lone Iowan named Edward True in Appaloosa County. Now, what we do is we are just encouraged. We don't care. I have my own opinion, and you do, but we want the winners to win and the losers to lose a fair count. So what we're asking people to do is, and now the new thing, we got this technology now of cell phone pictures. We're asking people to go to your county and to your little neighborhood caucus and vote. You know, you go there and vote, and then they're going to count the votes in front of you, and you can make a list, as they call it, the winners and the losers. And then you can also snap a picture of the tally sheet, because at least in past years, there was always a tally sheet at each caucus location, you know. So you snap that picture, and then they can send the picture to Watch the Vote 2016. And the email address we got right on the front of the website. The website is watchthevote2016.com. The email is watchthevote2016@gmail.com. Okay? So if they can then email that picture there, we'll throw it up on the internet, and then everybody, we're an independent website, and everybody then can see what happens, and there's no way for the results to be falsified either by accident, which sometimes happen, or on purpose, which has also happened in the past in many places. So that's what it's all about, and we've offered to tell any and every campaign how to do this quickly if they want to put up their own campaign website, but it's getting so late that we have it up, and all campaigns are welcome to work with us to do this.
All right, so if you want to get in touch with Jim, please do so. It is watchthevote2016, and the email is watchthevote2016@gmail.com. And it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, we need your help. So, Bradshaw, it's about 10 minutes after the hour. Real quickly, you're still predicting Hillary?